Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
What is it, National Novel Writers Month?
Look, basically the idea, 30 days to write a novel, smash it out. There are all sorts of guides and hints and structures you can follow, ways to manage your time and pump out your masterpiece. I haven't done anything. It's November 9th. I've not even started my opus.
Do you usually do it?
No, never. But okay. I thought this would be the time to, you know, just whiff out a novel.
Well, we've kind of done this before on the show where we've kind of whipped together a story in a very short amount of time. So I've actually got a list of maybe a couple of things that I think if you wrote a novel, you'd benefit from having it in
there. So we can just like freeform jazz, come up with something to start.
I reckon we just start stretching your muscles and do it that way. So write me a story, Bob, that's got Rollbush Quality Meats, Wakery or Barmer. It's your choice which store you want to go with. A donkey.
A donkey.
Yep. And also a houseboat.
Houseboat?
Yeah. Those three things must be in it. I'd like to just hear the story now, if you could please, Bob.
Well, I was hanging out at Rollbush Quality Meats. Mm. How can you not? When we sort of get into...
That was nom nom nom.
I hated that. Hated it.
I felt like it needed some pizzazz. Carry on.
I was gearing up for the meat raffle and I was getting excited, so I went to see Nigel. I went to the bakery store just for a change.
Why not?
And we were hanging out. And I was licking my lips and said, "Oh my goodness, I can't believe what I'm seeing there. Like, is that donkey meat under the glass? Like, it's one of my favourite cuts. Is that really donkey?" And Nigel said, "No.
Poor donkeys.
You maniac. We don't serve donkeys. We serve the good animals, the delicious animals." I'm going to report you to the police. That's messed up. So, look, Nigel's fair. He's just and he's fair. He gets on the horn and he calls up the cops and says, "Yeah, we've got a donkey muncher in the building."
A donkey muncher? So is that what it's called?
Naturally, I bolt. I just leave. I run straight down to the river and I'm just doing anything I can to get away at that moment. I see a guy who's just sort of tying up his houseboat. I kick him into the river. Next thing
horn.
You know, yeah. Next thing you know, I've stolen the boat.
Wow.
I'm just flooring it. I'm gunning it at, what's a good speed for a houseboat? Like 15 knots?
Sure.
I'm going 15 knots and the cops are just like, "Whoa, what is he doing?" Yeah. Like, we were just going to like give him a fine for eating donkeys, but now he's commandeered a vehicle. And as soon as we wrap up the show today, Brooke, I've got to get back on the lam.
Right, you're out.
I'm actually still going. I'm still on the run.
Well, Bob, if that is your submission, it might need a bit of work.
No, it's got action, it's got humour, it's got a love story in there.
I can't wait to see the movie.